Paddy, good afternoon.
Miles, how you doing?
Not so bad at all, Paddy. You led your county men, well, your adopted county men, to an All-Ireland final yesterday at O'Donnell Park. A victory against Sligo. Tell us about how it came about.
Well, I suppose you said there, the first thing is we made it to the final, which is a great achievement, and the fellas are absolutely delighted about that. As you can see from the scoreline, it was a very tense, a very close affair. And I suppose when you win by a point, you have to have your bit of luck. And we had a bit of luck along the way. It probably wasn't our best performance of the year. We had a fantastic performance in the previous round. And maybe that was affected us slightly. But certainly Sligo put up this big time yesterday in every respect. We just couldn't shake them off. Physically very strong, good hurling. And some of our guys performed very well. Probably a couple of guys a bit disappointed. But I suppose the main thing, as always with championship, is you get there. And we're delighted, absolutely delighted with that.
Were you favourites in that semi-final contest against Sligo?
I don't really know, Miles. You know, I suppose in our own minds, we would think over the last number of years that the Donegal teams at all levels have probably progressed, you know, very, very well. But I have to tell you that there's an awfully native in charge of the Sligo team. And he was telling us afterwards they had a lot of preparation put in and they were very much targeting this championship. So short answer is we always expect to win, but they were very, very well prepared. They were very strong and very impressive. They quite a lot of their senior squad on that team too. So it was a good win in the end for us. It was. And what was great, even though we didn't play our best hurling perhaps, it's great to see fellas having the character to battle through a tough game.
Was it a team effort or do you have some good individuals?
Well, I suppose, you know, like we have a number of our senior squad on them and they showed up very well and the defence was very strong. Our main difficulty was giving up a lot of frees. A huge proportion of their scores were frees. But I suppose, listen, the facts speak for themselves. We have to single out Bernard Lafferty in the forwards. And I'm always reluctant to single out players, but he was absolutely tremendous, both from frees and from general play. And his scoring really was the major factor in us going forward. But as always, you can't have his scores without the other guys doing their job too.
You've been involved in Donegal hurling for a good number of years, Paddy. Is the standards improving in Donegal?
Well, we had a great day yesterday. As the under-14s and 16s won their respective national blitzes. And some of the club performances have been absolutely great. And there's no doubt Ray Durack's team over the last 3 or 4 years have brought Donegal hurling to places that they've never been before. But it comes really from the work that's been done with the clubs. And the day of outsiders like myself coming into play and make county teams is gone. It's all Donegal native young fellas on all these teams, including the team that won the Nicky Record, all Donegal young fellas. So it's great work being done by the clubs. And bit by bit, we have to try and work our way up the ladder. But no, it's looking very positive at the moment and great work being done. And the young lads I have at the moment, the under-21s, we have about 8 or 9 of the senior squad with us and absolutely tremendous, fabulous hurlers, great characters. So please God, we'll give it a good shot now against Tyrone in the final.
Yeah, that's on next Saturday, the 25th of July. Any venue arranged as yet?
It's looking like it may be. It's not been finalised yet. Sunday in Owen Beg, possibly Sunday evening in Owen Beg. I think Tyrone were requesting there was some clash with some minor game, but so it's probably going to be Sunday evening in Owen Beg. And we have a long rivalry with Tyrone at all ages, really, at this stage. I suppose they're in a similar position to ourselves, trying to make the step up in standard. And they've had a couple of fantastic years as well. And at this particular age group, which has been nip and tuck between us for over the last 3 years, never more than a point or two in it. And they have quite a few of their senior panel on their squad as well. We'd be very familiar with quite a lot of their players. So no doubt it's going to be the usual story. It'll be a couple of points one way or the other.
And which team would be favourites if there were bookies involved?
Well, it depends which bookies you'd be talking about. if it was me doing the bookie, I'd probably make ourselves. If it was Tyrone, they'd make themselves as well. So no, as I said, we would expect that'll be very tight between us. So we know each other very well over the last few years, and we've beaten them a couple of times, they've beaten us a couple of times. So that's just who turns up on the day with their game. And we'll have to improve a bit from what we were doing yesterday in some respects. But listen, we're there. That is always the big thing in the championships, that you make it into the next round.
Well, congratulations and the best of luck next weekend. And I know you've been in Clonus today. What did you think of the match against Monaghan?
Oh, well, like, it was like everybody, the first half was disappointing. Second half, I know people were disappointed with the result, but you couldn't fault the character and the spirit they showed in the second half. Just unfortunate with the number of wides. And that's just the way it is sometimes in sports. You know, we got on the right side of it yesterday. And I have to single out, by the way, as well, my management team of Kevin Loughlin and Tom Hennessy, our coach, he's really put a fantastic stamp on the team, and the players have taken complete control of the team themselves. They really, really want this. They're fantastic to work with. But in relation to the match today, listen, the result's always disappointing, but Donegal still live to fight another day, and it's going to take a good team to knock them out, I would say.
Mm-hmm. OK, Paddy, thanks for joining us this afternoon.